Please stand for call to worship. Will anyone with electronic device please shut them down or put them on silent? Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Even a child is known by his actions, by whether his conduct is pure or right. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to his word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray. Do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart. For they will prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity.
To be in your presence once again on this your blessed Sabbath day. We have come into your courts to worship you. Accept our worship, we pray. And Lord, if there are others on their way, hasten their footsteps. For we pray these mercies in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Happy Sabbath, church. And a warm word of welcome to everyone who has been able to join us this morning. What an amazing day and what a fantastic opportunity for all of us to come together to share in fellowship and praise. We welcome you, one and all, with open arms and with a smile of fellowship. The month of May is celebrated as Child's Month, and today we are celebrating Children's Day. At this time, I would invite all the children present to please stand. These are our future leaders. One day, one of those young boys or girls down there will be up here ministering to a new generation what you, the parents, have taught them. The Bible says that we should train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he should not depart from it. Will all the children from this church please be seated? At this time, I will ask the visiting adults to please stand. Is there any non-Adventist here who is celebrating their birthday today or during this week? Please just raise your hand for the ushers. At this time, the visitors will receive a token from the ushers. Regular church members, welcome. And now I invite everyone to join me in singing, Smile Everybody Smile, as we welcome everyone to this service.
Together.
be seated. The children will receive a treat this afternoon, so please come out to AY. And thank you for all sharing with us. Thank you for sharing with us today. We hope that the fellowship and love you experience with us will continue to echo in your lives in the days and years that lie ahead. Welcome.
A hymn of praise is hymn number 539. I will early seek the Savior. Hymn number 539.
Chapter 11, verse 6. I'll read in your hearing. Isaiah 11, verse 6.
The scripture reading is taken from St. Matthew 18, verses 1 to 4.
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
St. Matthew 18, verses 1 to 4. I'll read in your hearing. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This is the end of the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you. us pray. Dear kind and compassionate Father, I ask that you may help us to be obedient to all older ones, we children. Today we're celebrating Children's Day, and I want you to touch our hearts as we go into our sermon. I want you to be with the speaker, that she may know what she's reading and mean what she's reading. Also, Lord, all the children out there that are sick and want to come to church, visit their hearts that they may be healed and want to come out and worship you. Dear Lord, help us all children to be obedient to our parents, our teachers, and be respectful too. Dear Lord, as we go deeper down into you, may we learn more about you each day and love you more. Also, Lord, the little ones out there who not coming to church, don't have anything to wear, may that you send something out there and let them come to church and worship you. Thank you for all the kind doings you have done to us, and that you may continue doing it as we thank you once more for what you have done for us, for coming down and dying on the cross for our sins. And when the trumpet blows, that when you're coming down, let us all in this church come up to heaven with you and stay with you, Lord. Let us not go with the devil and worship you every day. In your name I pray, amen.
I'm sailing the stage for the things I love, and I'm not the child I once couldn't be. Nothing on earth could now ever move me. I now have the will and the strength a child needs, and it's my will, and I'm not moving. 'Cause if it's your will, then nothing can shake me. It's my will to bow and praise you. And I have the will to praise my God. Complexity haunts me, for I am a child, and treading a battle that I never win. My discipline fails me, my knowledge fools me, but to want my shelter, all the strength that I need. And it's my will, and I'm not moving. 'Cause if it's your will, then nothing can shake me. Oh, it's my will to bow and praise you, and I have the will to praise my God.
I'm ready to give up the rights to myself, the bits and the pieces I've gathered as well. Could never compare to the joy that you bring me, the peace that you show me,
is the strength that I need. And it's my will, and I'm not moving. 'Cause if it's your will, then nothing can shake me. Oh, it's my will to bow and praise you, and I have the will to praise my God. We've got to be children of peace. Don't you know we've got to be children of peace? It's my will, and I'm not moving. 'Cause if it's your will, then nothing can shake me. Oh, it's my will. shaped me. Oh, it's my will to bow and praise you. I now have the will to praise my God.
We've got to be children of peace.
Don't you know
we've got to be children of peace.
Will the deacons please stand? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. The deacons will now go forward to receive the morning's tithes and offerings. See that you excel in this grace of giving, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. In the willingness, if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Remember this, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Bring all the tithes into the storeroom that food in my house, and prove me now, this says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. Let us pray. Dear kind and compassionate Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for providing for us to give our tithes and offerings. Please bless us and protect us wherever we go. Please bless those who did not have to give and who had to give. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. Will all the boys and girls please stand for the children's story? You may come now. And the story will be done by me, Danielle Brown.
I am not skilled to understand what God has willed, what God has planned.
Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, vegan boys and girls. The title of the children's story is The Girl Who Saved Her Baby Brother, and her name was Miriam. She lived with her parents and her little baby brother in Egypt. And her father and the other Israelites worked on a construction site for Pharaoh to build big buildings. And the news went around one day that there will be a coming to save the world. And he was Jesus. And when Pharaoh heard this, he was so mad because he didn't know what to do. So Pharaoh decided that he would make a rule to kill all the newborn boy babies to prevent the coming of the Messiah. And then when all the Israelites heard this, they were filled with sorrow and grief because their little baby boy would die. So this caused Miriam's family to have a family meeting to decide what they were going to do with their little baby boy. And they all, so they sat there and they thinked to do what to do with their little baby boy. And Jesus gave Miriam's mother an idea that she would make a basket and put the little baby boy inside. So they decided to build the basket, and they stood up all night building the basket. And Miriam said that she would watch after the baby when he was by the River Nile. So early in the morning, Miriam's mother put the baby in the basket, and they set off towards the River Nile. And when they got to the River Nile, Miriam's heart was filled with tears. She felt like to burst out in tears, but she held them up. She said to her mother, Oh, I just wish that we didn't have to stay in this country, this cruel country. But they could not leave. So their mother put the basket in the river while the basket stayed inside the river and floated away. Then at dawn, she heard some noises, so she peeped through the bushes, and guess who she saw? She saw the princess maids and the princess, Pharaoh's daughter, and Pharaoh's daughter saw the basket. And then all of a sudden, the baby just started crying. So the princess ordered for the basket, and the maid brought her the basket. And when they opened the basket for her, she saw a beautiful baby boy inside. She fell deeply in love and said she would keep this child. But the maid said that she should not keep the child because her father made a law. But she said, "I am the princess and I shall keep this child." So Miriam ran out of the bushes and ran to tell the princess, "Shall I get one of the Hebrew women for you to nurse that child?" And the princess said yes. And she immediately ran home faster than she could ever go. And when she got home, she told her mother the news and went back to the River Nile. And when they went back to the River Nile, they were the happiest people alive because their little baby boy was saved. Now, which little boy or girl can tell me the name of my little brother?
Moses.
Yes, it is Moses. That's the end of the story. Which little boy or girl would like to pray for me? Clasp your hands and close your eyes.
Jesus, we come to you in peace today, and we love to thank you for the work and food that we ever got. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for all you have to give to us. And this in name we come to you, Jesus. Amen.
You may go back to your seat, boys and girls.
And in my heart.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. The privilege is mine to introduce our speaker, Cherise Hall. Cherise is a 10-year-old girl who is in grade 5 at the St. Richard's Primary School. Her favorite Bible text is St. John 3, verse 16. She likes going to church, playing games, reading her Bible, public speaking, singing, writing, and going to the beach. She likes cats and birds, but loves God, her parents, her friends, and neighbors. Her love for God led her to give her life in baptism to Him on April 25th, 2010. Let us all whisper a prayer that the Holy Spirit will use her in a powerful way today. Her parents are here to support her, and at this time, I will ask them to please stand. Please give them a hearty New Haven amen for nurturing such a brave and God-fearing little girl. Amen. You may be seated. Just before she speaks to us, the New Haven Children's Choir will present their message in song. May the Lord continue to bless them as they sing to His honor and glory. After the choir,
The next voice will be that of Cherise Hall. Thank you.
Good morning, church. Thank you, Ritania, for your kind words of introduction. And thank you, Children's Choir, for that lovely song. A story is told of an old Austrian gentleman who had been hired for many years by his village to clean the pools of water up in the mountain which came down and flowed through their town. Faithfully, and silently, he removed the leaves, branches, and things from the fresh water. As time went by, the village became a popular place for vacationers. Swans floated in the crystal clear spring. The mill wheels of various businesses turned day and night. Farmlands were naturally irrigated, and the view from restaurants was like a picture beyond description. Can you imagine that, church? Years passed. One night, the village council met. As they reviewed the budget, one man saw the salary being paid to the old keeper of the spring and asked, "Who is the old man? No one ever sees him. Do we really need him?" They voted to fire him. For several weeks, nothing changed. Leaves and branches fell into the pools. Little by little, the color of the stream changed to yellow and then to brown. Finally, a green film covered parts of the water, and there was a stench. The mill wheels moved slower. Some finally stopped. The swans and the tourists left. Quickly, the village council called a special meeting and hired back the old keeper of the spring. Within a few weeks, the water cleared up, the mill wheels turned, and life returned to the village once more. Now, this old keeper of the spring seemed unimportant, but he was very important. The same can be said for us children. Some people look on us and think we are too small or too young, so they treat us just as the old man, unimportant. Today, I have chosen one of the great texts of the Bible for the topic of my sermon. It is a text I hope we will long remember. It is found in Isaiah 11 and verse 6. Isaiah simply but profoundly said, "A little child shall lead them." Now, this is a strange thought to the ears of most of us, for we usually think of adults leading children, not children leading adults. God has intended, however, that children not only learn from adults, but adults learn from children. Yes, you're hearing me right. Adults can learn from children. Please bear with me for the next few minutes as we explore how a little child shall lead them. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, as I present your words this morning, I pray that you will send your Holy Spirit to help me and to speak through me, and may the congregation be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The first point we will explore is, a little child shall lead in humility. Please turn your Bible with me to Matthew 18, 1-4. Follow while I read. Matthew 18, 1-4. When you found it, please say amen. At the same time, came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Amen. The spirit of rivalry cherished by disciples has made them childish, but Jesus called upon them to be childlike. But what does it really mean to be childlike? Children, when very young, do not desire authority, do not regard outward distinction, are free from malice, are teachable, and are willingly dependent on their parents. Surely, we all need to be daily renewed in the spirit so that we may become simple and humble as little children and willing to be the least of all. James in the 4th chapter, verse 6 proclaims, God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. It can also be found in Proverbs 16, where the Lord rebukes pride. Proverbs 16, verse 18 to 19 says, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Christ is saying to us today, unless we are converted and made like little children, we cannot enter his kingdom. Amen. The second point we will examine is, a little child shall lead in forgiveness. Nothing displays a childlike attitude more than forgiveness. Children do not normally hold grudges. They can fuss and fight and be back playing within 30 minutes. At school, my classmates and I are very competitive in all aspects of our school life. I can recall when I won a national essay competition last year, and our class teacher made the announcement in class. The majority of my classmates applauded and congratulated me. However, one of my close friends sitting across from me seemed quite upset and did not join in celebration. However, our class teacher quickly realized what was happening and instantly reprimanded the child for being selfish and bad-minded, to use her phrase. Initially, I felt disappointed that my friend was not happy for me. But I could empathize with her, for I knew she wanted to win the competition as well. Before the day was over, we were hugging and playing again. Now that's the way with little children, isn't it? We easily forgive each other. Now rebuke an older person and see what happens. They usually hold a grudge. Not just a few minutes, but for days, weeks, and even for years. At times, they can even become resentful and bitter. It is usually a battle for the corrected to have the right attitude toward the one who corrected him. Children, however, know how to work out their differences. A child is a great example in forgiveness. Jesus has forgiven us, and he teaches us to forgive others. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6, 14 to 15. Amen. Now the third point we will look at is, a little child shall lead in sincerity. What greater example of sincerity could we find than that of a little child? Adults have a tendency to cover up or be a bit hypocritical at times. But a child usually says what he thinks and tells the facts as he sees them. In fact, children are so frank that they often embarrass their parents. Right, parents? I am reminded of the woman who was always talking about the preacher and how much he ate. One Sabbath afternoon, she had the preacher over for lunch. When everyone was gathered around the table, her little girl said to the pastor, "Let's see you eat like a pig." The preacher said, "I don't eat like a pig." The little girl looks up and said in a very innocent and sincere way, "Mother says you do."
Oh, how we need the sincerity of little children.
Just as little children, we need to be sincere in our love for one another. John in his first epistle, chapter 3, verse 18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Just as little children, we need to be sincere in our love to Christ. In Ephesians 6, verse 24, Paul wrote, "Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen." Just as little children, we need to be sincere in our service to God. "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." Joshua 24, verse 14. Let Christ be our greatest example of sincerity. "For he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." 1 Peter 2, verse 22. Amen. Let us now look at the fourth point. A little child shall lead in faith and trust. What a tremendous confidence children have in their parents. Children recognize and totally accept their dependence on their parents to provide food, clothes, shelter, and emotional support. When I am hungry, I do not question where my next meal is coming from. I do not worry about where the money is coming from to afford my school supplies. I do not worry about where my lunch money is coming from daily. I have great confidence that my parents will provide all my needs. Right, Daddy? A little boy once asked his father to buy him a bicycle. He was unable to do so, so he attempted to explain by saying, "That takes money, and I just don't have it." The boy quickly replied, "Go to the bank and get it." The father's reply was, "You have to have money in the bank before you are allowed to draw any out." With an unwavering confidence, he innocently said, "Well, Daddy, go put some money in the bank." What confidence the boy had in his dad's ability to provide for his needs. Our Heavenly Father expects us to have this unwavering confidence in his ability to provide for us. Yes, this childlike confidence. Turn your Bibles with me to Hebrews 4, verse 16. When you found it, please say amen. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Amen. When you pray, do you have absolute confidence in God's ability to grant your request? Do you? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. How many times have we heard or read that verse? But do we hear it so much that we just brush it aside and think, yeah, I've heard that a million times already? Well, maybe there's a reason we hear it so much. It's about laying down the desires of our hearts and carrying out the desires of God. Plainly and simply, it's about letting go and letting God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had this childlike confidence and trust in our Heavenly Father? The Lord is asking us today to let go and let God take over our cares. Why carry your burdens around when you can lay them at Jesus' feet? Why don't you surrender all to your Savior today? Finally, a little child shall lead us to Christ. Once, a little girl came up to her uncle and said, "Uncle, tell me something about Jesus." He was struck by the question, but evaded it. But the little one would not be put off. Again and again, she came back with the request, "Uncle, tell me something about Jesus." Finding he did not comply, she said at last, "Why, you do know about Jesus, don't you?" The question led him to search the Bible and find out about the blessed Savior. Amen? So, children, do not think that you are too small or too young to lead others to Christ. And I say to each and every one of you out there today, you do know Jesus, don't you? Don't you? You do know about Jesus, don't you? Don't you? If not, I urge you to learn about him and then make him your Lord and Savior. If you already know about him but have not obeyed him, won't you accept him in your life today? Amen. We will now have a special by Jerome.
Days when I feel the best of me is ready to give in, and there are days when I feel I'm letting go and soaring on the wind. But I've learned in laughter or in pain how to survive.
Amen, church. It is quite clear that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be converted and become as little children. My first appeal is for the children. Children, if it is your desire to become more humble, forgiving, sincere, and trusting, would you please raise your hands? Children, would you please raise your hands? If it is your desire to become more humble, forgiving, sincere, and trusting, would you please raise your hands? Children, this is your opportunity to show others that you can lead them to Christ through your humility, forgiveness, sincerity, and trust. Won't you walk to the altar for prayer today? Children, won't you walk to the altar for prayer today for prayer? Children, won't you walk for Jesus today? Come, children, walk for Jesus today. Show others that you can lead them to Christ. Walk for Jesus today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Won't you walk to the altar for today, children, for prayer? Keep coming, children. Keep coming. My second appeal is for the parents. Parents, if you truly believe that you must be as humble as a child, be as forgiving as a child, be as sincere as a child, and be as trusting as a child in the Savior today, won't you walk to the altar for prayer? Come, parents, support these children. Won't you walk to the altar for prayer today, parents? Come to the altar for prayer today. And if there are any other adults out there too, who would like to support our children, won't you walk to the altar for prayer too? If there are any other adults out there, won't you walk for Jesus today? My final appeal is for those who are here at the altar today and you have not accepted Christ in your life as yet, and you want us to pray a special prayer for you to hasten that decision. Won't you raise your hand for special prayer? You have not accepted Christ in your life as yet, and you know he's coming very soon. Will you raise your hand for special prayer? I will now invite our pastor to pray a special prayer for those who have come forward. Thank you.
There were hands raised among the adults and children that they want to make a commitment to the Lord Jesus. I'm going to ask to raise that hand. Again, you'd like to put a card in your hand at this time. Just keep the hand raised. I'd like to place a card in that hand for those who are not yet committed to Christ. Could you come with those cards? We'll just place a card in those hands. Then we'll have the prayer. Are those cards available? Brother Braham is in the midst. Here are two up front here. Is there others who raise their hand for the special prayer? Not yet committed to Christ. And we have three children in front here. Did you raise your hand? Brother, okay, yes. There's a young man to my right. Okay, sis. Okay. Did we miss anybody with the card? Did we miss anyone with the card? Shall we bow our heads of prayer? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, truly we sense your presence. We praise and magnify your name for your mouthpiece, your child, humble, submissive Hall, as she gave her all to you, and as she asks all of us to make our different commitment in our different ways. Lord, we want to thank you for the movement of your Holy Spirit on the lives of the children today. And they have come forward requesting prayer. Lord, you know their desires. You know their understanding. But according to your word, you say, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. And Father, we thank you for the expression of their love in coming forward, asking that you will take them and mold them and guide them. Supporting them now, Lord, are their parents and guardians, saying that they too want to make that commitment to you. We pray, Lord, that it will not be only for the expression, but it will be a deep down commitment for time and for eternity. Then we pause, Lord, to remember those parents who have not yet committed their lives to you, and even those who once walked with you and no longer are on the highway, on the byway even today. Well, Lord, we ask that you will speak to them in an act of commitment. Help, Lord, that like Saul, as they travel on the Damascus road, that they will hear your voice saying, calling their name, why do you persecute me? We pray not, Lord, that you will knock them down in blindness, but you will humble them, Lord, so that they will turn from their way of disobedience to walk in obedience to you and with you. We ask, Father, to overshadow these children, the different speakers, the different participants, the singers, the presenters, those who read the scriptures, and those who, Father, who depict different portions of the Bible, the alphabet. Lord, take each person today, and may they go forth with a new zeal to be children of the Heavenly King. And Father, those who signed the card today, saying that they want to ask you to be make them submissive to your cause. We pray, Father, that you'll take that decision and seal it for eternity. Father, we ask that you will speak to us as adults so that we'll say the right things. We'll do the right things in the right time, in the right moment, in the right way, so that the children will see you in us and be led to glorify your name. If there's fear in someone's heart today, Father, pray that you'll take out fear and put faith and hope and trust where there is fear today. Even as we move toward the act of baptism now, Father, we ask that you'll surround the pool and the children and those who are participating in the act of baptism today. May your name be glorified. And Father, we look towards the day when these services shall be no more and we shall bask in the sunshine of your eternal presence. May who stand before you today be found faithful to that end, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.